everyone, welcome back to the Lana Del Rey Fan Podcast. I am your host, Yoan, and for this 8th episode, I will be reviewing Lana Del Rey's 4th studio album titled Lust for Life. The record was released on July 21st of 2020 and has 16 tracks and lasts for about 71 minutes. Rolling Stone writer Maura Johnston wrote this about the album. For much of the record, Del Rey sounds at her most contented when she's indulging nostalgic impulses, whether her own or borrowed, and I think this describes the LP very well. In an interview with Pitchfork, Lana revealed that there is a storyline to the entire album, but when she was asked what it was, she said, "You'll have to figure it out." This is actually her first album to feature other artists such as The Weeknd, A$AP Rocky, Stevie Nicks, and many others. This is also the first album where she is smiling on the cover. Lana said it's because it was her goal to feel like she has a lot of momentum in her daily life. She said it was a way of moving on from the place she was in during the honeymoon and ultraviolence era, which she loved, but she explained she felt stuck in the same spot during those times. This is her second album to debut at number one on the Billboard 200 charts, the first one being Ultraviolence. Now here are my personal thoughts on some of the songs from the album. The opening song, titled Love, is very beautiful in my opinion. I love how the song makes you feel nostalgic and dreamy. Lana stated that she made the album for her fans, and this definitely feels like an ode to millennials who make up a huge part of her fan base. She sings, "Look at you kids with your vintage music, coming through satellites while cruising, you're part of the past, but now you're the future." And then goes on with the chorus where she talks about how it doesn't matter what we do as long as we're young and in love. I also think that by love, she doesn't necessarily mean a love relationship. It can be the love you have for your life, your future, your friends, the limitless possibilities, and so much more. Finally, Love is the most popular song from the album, with over 180 million views on the music video. The title track, Lust for Life featuring The Weeknd, is Lana's first collaboration on the album. I honestly think that the song sounds like a great mix between Lana and The Weeknd's individual sounds, and their voices mix so well together. What I like about the story is that, yes, in the song, this is about two people in a relationship, but anyone can relate to it. I really think that the song is about two people who love each other very much and have this instant chemistry, but have other priorities, which makes it hard for them, and it keeps them alive, hence the lyric, "And a lust for life keeps us alive." And also the lyric, "Take off all of your clothes," could also be about letting your guards down and being honest with the other person. Cherry is one of my favorite songs from the album because Lana delivered the story so well. To me, she sounds a bit scared but in control, and she sounds angry and regretful. The song gets pretty self-explanatory once she sings, "I fall to pieces when I'm with you." She's talking about being in a relationship with a person that she loves very much, but he keeps ruining her. You can hear the emotion by the end of the song when she starts saying fuck and bitch after talking about how her cherries and peaches got ruined. What you may not know is that Cherry was supposed to have a music video. In an interview with MTV, Lana revealed her interest in doing a music video. She later revealed that no director liked her idea for the video, so she was supposed to do it with her sister. Many months later, she confirmed that the music video was scrapped in favor of a new video for a new song. And I'm honestly really sad because I would have loved a Cherry music video. The song is absolutely amazing, and I'm sure a lot of people would have enjoyed it. White Mustang was quite slow. I definitely enjoyed the whistles during the chorus. I thought that was a nice touch. I wasn't too sure about the story, but when I looked it up, I was a bit shocked by how this song features a more sexual theme, which I don't think I should discuss on here, but if you're curious, just Google it and you'll find it. It's quite explicit, and I think Lana made it still very beautiful, even though it's about not only sex, but it definitely talks about that a lot. Summer Bummer is probably my favorite song from the album and one of my favorite songs from Lana in general. I just love the way it stays slow but has a quick hip-hop beat to it. She really did an amazing job at making a song that mixed her vocals with A$AP Rocky's and Playboi Carti's too. During an interview with Complex, A$AP Rocky actually said, "She's a female version of me. She's electric in things that she chooses, the beats she chooses. I fuck with Lana. Her music is dope. Personally, she's a really big inspiration for me." And I loved reading that because you can really hear their likeness for each other through the song. You can definitely hear that they're good friends through the song. And I love how that translated through the music, the lyrics, the track. And for those who didn't know, A$AP Rocky also worked with Lana on the National Anthem music video. So it was so incredible to finally see them collaborate. Groupie Love is another one of my favorite songs from this record, again featuring A$AP Rocky, which I think is amazing. I love that while Lana was singing, the song had more of a soft and alternative sound to it, but when A$AP came on the bridge, it sounded more rap-like, and those two sounds blended together so well. Lyrically, the song explores the topic of being in a relationship with a famous artist. Lana sings, "It's so hard sometimes with the star when you have to share him with everybody." Overall, I find this song beautiful and honest. Coachella, Woodstock in My Mind is a beautiful song where Lana honestly shares her emotions. She revealed that she wrote this song after attending Coachella in April of 2017. She said on Instagram that as the political tensions increased, she experienced complex feelings about spending the weekend dancing whilst watching tensions with North Korea mount. And you can definitely hear that chaotic and stressed out energy throughout the lyrics and the song and pretty much the delivery. This next song is another one of my favorites. When the World Was at War, We Just Kept Dancing is a beautiful ballad about ignoring everything that is happening in the world and just letting loose with the one you love and really being in the moment. It's about finding hope and joy through the chaos, which is something that I definitely relate to. She expresses her fear when she sings, "Is it the end of an era? Is it the end of America?" But she shares hope when she says, "No, it's only the beginning. If we hold on to hope, we'll have a happy ending." She ends the song by singing, "And we'll do it again," meaning that no matter what comes in her way, she'll keep having hope. And I just really love that Lana is exploring a more positive path with this song, and it suits her so well to just finally see her really happy and hopeful. You don't really see that in Lana songs, so I just find it really beautiful. The last track from this LP is Get Free. Del Rey explained what the song is about by saying it's about people who don't get to reach their full potential because they let controlling people stop them from being free. What I love about this song is the ending where Lana sings out of the black into the blue, and you can hear someone saying it in echoes. I just think that is a really nice touch. Finally, I thought I'd talk about the lawsuit that happened over this song. Basically, Radiohead sued Lana Del Rey for copyright infringement because they thought Get Free sounded too much like their song Creep. They asked for 100% of the profits, and 3 months later, Lana expressed that the dispute was settled by saying this at Lollapalooza in Brazil. She said, "Well, fuck. Now that my lawsuit's over, I guess I can sing that song anytime I want, right?" And it all ended there. So overall, my favorite songs from this album were Summer Bummer, Groupie Love, Cherry, and When the World Was at War, We Just Kept Dancing. What I like about this album as a whole is that it's so much happier than her previous albums, and I just really enjoyed it. I think Lana really showed her evolution through her works, and this album definitely showed us that she is getting better, but she is still in some dark places. But she shares hope, she shares joy, and I find that really incredible. And this is it. If I didn't mention some songs from the album, it's either because I didn't have much to say about them, or like I didn't think it would be necessary to talk about them. But thank you so much for listening. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's at the Lana Del Rey Fan Podcast, or Twitter at Lana Fan Podcast. And again, thank you so much for listening.